Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice One.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hell, Raise Up.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. You follow what Lane Street says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability, and the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me, if you call that hip-hop. Niggas with hot spades and fluorescent flip-flops. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watch. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't stop.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. 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 It's the Murder Master Music Show.
December 25th, 2016, episode 326.
Yeah, 326, man.
Hey, man, we got a special episode tonight. Sounds like the fucking the choppers out there. You got some shit popping off over there?
I don't know. Hold on, let me see. They fucking with me again?
They fucking with Mac J. Leave Mac J alone. We got a hell of a show tonight, man. We got I'm going to bring him on in a second. Our guest, matter of fact, 1 year ago yesterday, he was on the show, you know what I'm saying, his brother did, promoting the Street Messiah, if you guys remember that. December 24th, 2015, you know what I'm saying, here, it's the one and only Gangsta Nip, you know what I'm saying, promoting the Landlord Trilogy. I'm going to bring him on without further ado. This is Gangsta Nip. In the building. How you doing, Nip?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing real good. Our law is good, you know. I'm just happy, man. You know what I'm saying? I would just like to tell everybody and wish everybody a Merry Grinchmas.
I'm sorry, Grinch. The Grinch.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go down to Whoville and then just take everybody's gifts. Just take all that shit, you know what I'm saying, hoard it for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? You could put it in the building that you own. Speaking of that, The Landlord, you know what I'm saying? Classic track off the album God of Horrorcore. But you recently made this classic cut into a trilogy of terror, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? With a production from the homie D-Tag. Man, tell everybody about this Landlord trilogy, man. What made you want to take it a step further?
Well, you know, when I did the first Landlord, man, you know, everybody liked it. So, you know, and my new producer D-Tag. First of all, I like to shout out to the homie D-Tag, man. He's like, you know, the greatest producer that I've ever had, you know. So when I did the first one, everybody was loving it around the world. So, you know, yeah. D-Tag sent me a track. And then I just, you know, I didn't really know I was going to do this shit. I just started writing into the track because the track was so hot, you know. So that's when I made the part two. that came out, real well. Decided to fuck it. I might as well just go ahead and just, make a trilogy, out of it. Which is actually going to be, a quadruple because I'm going to do The Landlord's Dead also. That's going to make it, very exciting. You feel me?
Yeah, it's a continuation. That's why I like this. Because, there's no, we got the homie Brandon. I'm going to patch him in. What's up, Brandon? There's no limit to where you can go with this. You can take it to several different areas.
Already, I'm gonna take it again to his the landlord is gonna die, but his son will take over as the homeowner. You see?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, not to cut you off, but everybody tuning in who didn't hear the God of Horrorcore, if you didn't, you need to get that album. We're gonna tell you where to get it in a minute. Let's let them hear the original Landlord so they have an idea of what it's all about. Why don't you intro this original one for us and let everybody know what it's all about, man.
Yo, this is The Landlord. The Landlord only means that, I'm just asking the cats to give me my props. Give me my homage. Pay homage to me. I created a genre that other people are in. So, why not, go ahead and just say out of your mouth that, who created horrorcore? I like to send shout outs to, E-Sham for inventing acid rap. I like to send shout out to Brother Lynch Hong, for inventing Rip Gut. You see how easy that was? I just gave them that, shouts out and showed love to them. And that's how you have to do, stop trying to say that you created horrorcore when you can't do it like me. God gave it to me. That's why, I graduated from the king, now I'm the god, And the landlord is just saying, pay homage to me, pay your homage. Homage is just another word for rent. Pay your homage. If you're in horrorcore, pay your homage, and then we good, Don't claim my genre that God allowed me to start, Now I want to finish it. We're gonna roll into the first Landlord Part One, so you can get an idea of what I'm talking about. It's good.
Right, here it is. Here it is, everybody. Landlord Part One, Gangsta Nip. We'll be right back. Only at UGSForLife.com.
It's your landlord. I see you late on your rent. You don't pay no money. You pay homage.
I own horrorcore. I bought this house.
That's right.
If you need a place to stay, you can rent this house. But I'm the landlord.
Hey.
I'm the landlord.
Hey.
I'm the landlord.
Hey.
You need to pay homage. I own horrorcore. I bought this house.
That's
if
right.
If you need a place to stay, you can rent this house. But I'm the landlord.
Hey.
I'm the landlord.
Hey.
I'm the landlord.
Hey.
You need to pay homage.
I'm an aerodynamic, satanic, schizophrenic android. A maniac, mercenary, lunatic landlord. He don't play no games, don't be late on your rent, please. He won't put you out, cost you a leg for your late fees. Need a place to stay? I can give you his number. Slice your leg real thin like you slice cucumbers. Be on time and you can keep the peace. But it's death if you're delinquent on a 10-year lease. Who these niggas think they fucking with? They fucking with I. Am the god of horrorcore, nigga. Do you wanna die? This is not a movie, put. This is a blade. Wonder twin powers activate. I cut him for days. Long nail in the bed that I woke up on. No cotton in the pillowcases, broke up bones. Landlord knocking at the door, it don't make sense. Cause the people in the pillowcase was late on their rent.
Hey, I own horrorcore. I bought this house.
That's right.
If you need a place to stay, you can rent this house. But I'm the landlord.
Hey,
I'm the landlord.
Hey,
I'm the landlord.
Hey,
you need to pay homage. I own horrorcore. I bought this house.
That's right.
If you need a place to stay, you can rent this house. But I'm the landlord.
Hey,
I'm the landlord.
Hey,
I'm the landlord.
Hey,
you need to pay homage.
Who wanna test the king? Bow down, motherfucker, nigga, kiss the ring.
What else?
I'll make you drink Listerine. Tastes better when you mix it with some Mr. Clean. But here's the thing, a shot glass, you can chase it with some gasoline. Psych war come through, then you have to scream. So let the blood flow thick like some Vaseline. Rhymes that get you hype and they make you wanna jump. Make a white boy run inside the school with a pump. shots in the hallway, he don't care. When the cops came through, homie, he right there. He killed himself cause they couldn't stop him. And then they wanna say he had mental problems. I think I'm finna buy me a gun or get the money before the motherfucking landlord come. Hey. I own horrorcore, I bought this house.
That's right.
If you need a place to stay, you can rent this house. But I'm the landlord,
hey.
I'm the landlord,
hey.
I'm the landlord.
Hey.
You need to pay homage. I own horrorcore, I bought this house.
That's right.
If you need a place to stay, you can rent this house. But I'm the landlord,
hey.
I'm the landlord,
hey.
I'm the landlord.
Hey.
You need to pay homage. I was raised in the South Park slums, but the prophecy said this one would come. With a style that was too abstract, it's like doing an experiment with two lab rats. So you ask me what's the reason why the other one cried, cause their heads were stuck together and the other one died. They used to live in the hole on the side of the building, paid his rent too late, so the landlord killed him. I own horrorcore, I bought this house.
That's right.
If you need a place to stay, you can rent this house. But I'm the landlord,
hey.
I'm the landlord,
hey.
I'm the landlord,
hey.
You need to pay homage. I own horrorcore, I bought this house.
That's right.
If you need a place to stay, you can rent this house. But I'm the landlord,
hey.
I'm the landlord,
hey.
I'm the landlord,
hey.
You need to pay homage.
You need to pay homage. You know what I'm saying? Nip's just flat out telling you, you need to pay homage. You know what I'm saying? That's still my shit. I mean, I love all three. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to love whatever else comes out of this in the future. But just hearing that again, it's like, wow. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of horrorcore rappers. There's hundreds of them, thousands of them. You know what I'm saying? And they were influenced, you know what I'm saying, by the landlord. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, we had K Reno on a couple weeks ago, and he told a great story about when you guys battled. You guys had a epic battle. And he said some rhyme about ripping the veins out of his arm and using his shoestrings. Do you remember that rhyme?
Yeah, I remember that, man. You know, that's like about 86, 87, you know, something like that. So
yeah.
I was landlording way back then. You know?
Brandon.
Yeah.
What was that?
I was landlording way back then.
I don't want to go too far, of course, because we're going to stay in the landlord zone. But if you can, could you speak on that battle for a few minutes? I just want to know what that was like, because, you know, K-Reno just dropped the seven albums, and he's got a song on there called SPC, which I'm sure you heard, where he breaks down the history of the Rap Coalition, South Park Coalition. And he talks about the battle with you and him in that song. And they said people said it was the sickest battle they ever saw. At the end, it was a draw. What was it like?
You know, at the time, man, you know, I went to Jones, Jesse H. Jones High School, you know, and, you know, I had took over Jones. You know, it was a lot of rappers at Jones, a lot of hard brothers, you know what I'm saying? Klondike Cat, you know what I'm saying? Cat had left because Klondike Cat, you know, he had took over Jones, you know what I'm saying, first. You know, I was hanging with Cat. Then when Cat left, you know what I'm saying, I took over. You know, so at that particular time, you know, I was hearing about this cat, you know, at Sterling. Everybody kept saying, you know what I'm saying, he was hard, you know what I'm saying, K-Reno, you know what I'm saying. And like he said on that song, you know, he was hearing about me, you know. And back then it was, you know, the battle zone was, you know, was vicious in South Park. So what happened, you know, eventually, you know, we was going to have to bump heads. And that tremendous day, we met at this place we call the Battle Zone, you know what I'm saying? Right on Martin Luther King and Belfort, right on the corner. And, you know, like he said in the song, you know, I had my soldiers, he had his soldiers, you know. Man, once we, you know, once we got to battling, you know, I think the energy from the battle made it start raining, because when we got there, it was straight sunny. Man, we started going at it, you know what I'm saying, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, you know. And then all of a sudden, you know, it started raining, like, hard. So we, you know, we had a brief intermission at that particular time. So about, you know, 20, 30 minutes, you know, we started back. And then, you know, we just went
ahead
and
World Series with the Cubs and shit in the 10th inning.
You know,
y'all had a rain delay, that motherfucker.
Man, that shit was crazy, man. So we ended up like 7-7, you know, and then that's when we hooked up. You know, he asked me, you know, we'll do better, you know, together, you know, than apart. So that's when I joined the SPC. Shout out to K Reno, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go and get, you know, the Big Seven. You know, he just made history with, you know, dropping 7 albums at one time, man. You know, that's a lot of hard work, a lot of beats to get, a lot of time, a lot of studio time, a lot of money spent, you know. And the albums are, you know, all 7 albums are dope. So what you need to do, if you haven't got that Big Seven, you know, you need to get that. You know, again, shout out to K Reno, shout out to the SPC, you know what I'm saying? Like, again, you know, shout out to Esham and Brother Lynch. You know, I don't want to hear nobody, you know, claiming Rip Gut if it ain't Brother Lynch. I don't want to hear nobody claiming Acid Rap if it ain't Esham. You know, you have to give people their props and their flowers, you know, while they're living, you know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, I came up with the Landlord, you know, which is hardcore. You know, the industry called it hardcore. I called it. So that's why I'm drenching out right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I need in 2017, I'm coming. You know, I just dropped those two videos, Landlord Part 2, Part 3. And, you know, I'm doing a remix to Part 1 plus the video. You know, so, and then, you know, but I won't let you guys hear. With prayers, you know, Mac J, y'all are here to Part 4, The Landlord's Dead, but the world won't hear till the album comes out, and I have a monster intro. They won't hear that either. And then I'm doing a video, so I'm putting 5 songs out plus a video, you know, a one long Landlord video, and then that's what I'm selling. At the same time, I'm going to drop the Soldiers Only album on the Brother Nip side. So I'm working hard, man. Yeah, you know, not to mention the greatest horror song. Somewhere around, you know, April, something like that. So I'm finna, you know, come out the gate, you know, running like Ezekiel Elliott. You heard?
Right. Hey, Nick, I was gonna ask you, like, even with the Landlord trilogies, the way they're coming out, you ever thought about writing a movie or like a screenplay or something for something like that? You know what I'm saying? Like that should to me, I think that should be dope because you got the tight concepts, and then you know how they like a motherfucker like Rob Zombie, he was a musician, and they let him make horror movies. But your music's so vivid, I bet you do dope at writing treatments for movies and shit like that, man.
You got
and that's what I'm trying to do. You know,
ability.
I'm trying to make this layout, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, and send it around, you know what I'm saying? You never know. God might bless me to be able to do a Landlord movie, you know? So that's why, you know, I'm just hoping that it take off and just, you know, go where it need to go. You know, because it's that time. You know, we have to give each other our flowers while we're alive. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I like to say rest in peace to 3-2 real quick. You know, I like to say
rest in peace to
3-2. AC Chill, rest in peace to Wicked Cricket. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. We just have to come together and stop playing around and give each other, you know, give each other our props, man. You know, Esham just came to Houston, just did it, you know. Paid me to do a show with him. I had a great time with the brother, you know what I'm saying? And I hope we can do that again. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's that real shit, you know what I'm saying? We did a song together, and, you know, we had a great time. Shout out to Esham again. Shout out to the Mastermind. You know, shout out to my homie Dirty.
Mo Dirty.
Yeah, Mo Dirty, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know. Those brothers are real good brothers, man. And I hope we can get together, you know, and work again. You
was
know?
That the first time you and Esham met face to face?
Yes, it was, and you know, it was epic, man. You know, I'm gonna keep it real, man. That, you know, that brother has a real good, you know, he has a real good spirit. You know, one thing about me, I'm a hustler. I'm on the street every day, and I can generally I can get a sense of the type of person you are. You know what I'm saying? In about 2 minutes flat, I could just, you know, the Landlord vibe, you know, or go inside your mind and it'll signal to me what type of person you are. You're, and that's what it is. He's a good brother, and I like to work with him again. You know, I would like to work with Brother Lynch, too, you know, and just get this shit popping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
That would be epic. You know what I'm saying?
You know, a lot of times they always... players, they always talk, you know, like when you see the Matrix 1, 2, and 3, a lot of times, you know, the 2 don't be, you know, part 2 is not really as good as 1, and part 3 start getting watered down, you know, and that's what I didn't want to do. I wanted to keep that shit, you know what I'm saying, hard on, you know, on each one.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah, the second one picks up right where the first one left off. Man, talk about this second one before we go into it, you know what I'm saying, the whole concept, everything. We spoke about it a little bit before, but let everybody know about this one, that we're going to let them hear this one as well.
Well, you know, I like to say shout out to the to my producer, D-Tag in the Netherlands, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's funny how I can hook up, with brothers that's around me and it don't really work out. You know what I'm saying? Then you got a white guy, which is my homie D-Tag, you know what I'm saying? He hooked up with me and the shit is perfect, you know what I'm saying? See, sometimes God send people to you, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not a racist type of brother, you know. If you have a good spirit, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? And the brother reached out to me, you know what I'm saying? You know, his level of music is so high to the point where I say, well, shit, I might as well let you do the whole Brother Nip. This brother, he's done the whole Soldiers Only album.
Wow.
As well as, you know, he didn't do part one of The Landlord, but that's why we're remixing it. So, you know, we can let him get the credit because I like people who I can work with and knows the game, and that way I don't have no problem with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So D-Tag is just that brother, you know what I'm saying? Again, I just told you he was white, but I'm calling him a brother, you know what I'm saying? See, we're so far, you know, ahead of the color barrier, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. If you're good people, then it's all good with me. You know what I'm saying? Praise, and that's the beauty of it, you know. So what happened, he sent me a track about 6:30 in the morning. Man, the track was so motherfucking dope. Look, the track was so dope, it woke me up. Man, that shit woke me up.
I know you was excited when you told me about it after you recorded.
Man, I went.
Hell yeah, me too.
Washed my face, brushed my teeth. I started writing instantly. You know what I'm saying? And then he put that that menace to society at the beginning. Oh, man. Boy, DJ told him.
Set the mood for you and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, we got to have him on the show sometime, man. D-Tag, I know you're listening, brother. You're welcome on the show. We got to bring you on and showcase your stuff, too. Because he's doing a lot of great work with Scratch, LDP, and the homie D-Pain as well. So, dude's a beast of a beast, man.
Let me shout out to my little homie Murder Man, man. You know what I'm saying? Got my little homie Murder Man. You know what I'm saying? He real good, real close to me. You know what I'm saying? Latino brother. That's what I love about him. See, I deal with all races. I don't deal with just, you know what I'm saying? You know, my people are trying to unite us all. You know, and that's what's up, man. He's a big supporter already. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Murder Man. But we're gonna get into this of the landlord. You know, it's time for you motherfuckers to get evicted. You know what I'm saying?
Here it is.
You don't pay your rent. You don't pay your rent, you get an eviction notice on your door. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't pay your homage, you know what I'm saying? Time for you to get evicted. Let's go.
Motherfucker, you best be coming up with my cash. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you, man. What do you think you is, man? Motherfucking Ron Neal Trump? Talk about our Philly pay or what you gonna do? What am I gonna do?
Chill.
Don't upset me. Get the fuck out your way. I'm supposed to be scared now because you got pissed off.
Pay homage, you better pay homage. You know the landlord wrote it, hardcore rappers, this is your eviction notice. Pay homage, you better
hardcore rappers, this is your eviction notice. Goddamn, open this bitch. Where's my motherfucking money? Pay your motherfucking rent. I don't need no excuses cause you're 2 weeks late. Unless you wanna find your children up in two different lakes.
What else?
Two
what
different else? Funerals and two different wakes.
Then what?
Two lawnmowers and two different rakes.
What else?
Two orders of french fries and two different shakes. With blood filled icing on two different cakes. I hit you on your cell, call your landline phone. When I rode by your house, your bitch ass ain't home. So I knocked on your door hollering,
where y'all at?
I'm hearing voices in the back saying,
don't answer that.
You wanna hide, motherfucker? Yeah, that's cool with me.
Cool.
But you can play this song at your eulogy. Saw you looking through the peephole, look outside. There's a landlord, psychopathic crook outside.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage, you better pay homage.
Hey.
You know the landlord wrote it. Hardcore rappers, this is your eviction notice.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage,
you better pay homage.
Hey.
You know the landlord wrote it. Hardcore rappers, this is your eviction notice.
When you sign that contract, you sign with a beast. It's a little bit longer than a lifetime lease. If you're late two times, then death is your sentence. Eviction notice on your door, then I murder my tenants. I appeared to be nice when we sat on the couch. Undercover Norman Bates when I showed you the house. You was in the backyard when I murdered your spouse. Not knowing all along this is what I'm about.
Welcome
to the gates of hell. Cause this ain't nothing but a motherfucking Bates Motel. Either pay homage or get the fuck out of here. Get that raggedy ass car and get that truck out of here. If you're rapping hardcore, better salute me. Either say I'm the creator or you best shoot me. I'm on some poltergeist shit. I see spirits at night.
Caroline, run to the light.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage,
you better pay homage,
hey.
You know the landlord wrote it. Hardcore rappers, this is your eviction notice.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage,
you better pay homage,
hey.
You know the landlord wrote it. Hardcore rappers, this is your eviction notice.
I'm the guard, so I sit on a throne like a G. That's the reason why you niggas paying homage to me. Bow down, motherfucker, to your Lord and Savior. And I won't tolerate disrespectful behavior.
Hey.
The last hardcore rapper ran his mouth. I got them psych war niggas and we ran him out. You either pay homage or you better repent. Even if a nigga dead,
I still need that rent.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Landlord. You know, I had to pay my light bill and so what? They cut my lights off and I just paid the money to them and I knew I owed you, but I'll pay you back next week if you let me.
Who cares?
Please,
who cares?
Don't kill my family. Please, help me out.
I am.
I'll make sure you get your money. I'll make sure.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage,
you better pay homage,
hey.
You know the landlord wrote it. Hardcore rappers, this is your eviction notice.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage,
hey.
Pay homage,
you better pay homage,
hey.
You know the landlord wrote it. Hardcore rappers, this is your eviction notice.
Man. Man, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Wow.
What a way to follow up, you know what I'm saying, the original. You know what I'm saying? Was to come back at him with that. Caroline,
back
run
at him.
To the light.
Yeah.
Caroline.
You know what I'm saying? Look, check this out.
Right.
Check this out. La, 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 Mr. Grinch. La, 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 Mr. Grinch. You know what I'm saying? Merry Christmas, everyone. You know what I'm talking about? From the landlord, make sure you pay your motherfucking rent on time. If the first is coming up, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is. It's rent time. And you know what that means. When you don't pay, you can't pay.
Yeah, no freebies. No freebies. No freebies.
Oh, really?
No freebies over here. You know how you get down there.
I need to get that hummer chocolate. But I like to send shout out to my homeboy, Jordan King. You know what I'm saying? Out of Alabama. You know, it's one of my favorite people in the world, man. You know what I'm saying? Jordan King, big time supporter. And, you know, SBC member, brother. You know what I'm saying? He's getting married soon. I'll make sure I'll be up there. You know what I'm saying? Already. I wouldn't miss that shit for the world. You know what I'm saying? You know? Jay Kills on my nizzle. Shout out to Murder One. You know, shout out to the whole SPC. And that's the blessing of being in the SEC because there's so many different people, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shout out to the homie PSK13 that's, you know, going to college. You know, I told him today, I told him, man, go ahead and finish college so you can make your own history. You know what I'm saying? No one in the SEC has, you know, has completed college. You know what I'm saying? So that would be history, you know what I'm saying, on his behalf by him, you know, completing, you know, college. And I would like to see that. See, we have to start giving people their, you know, their flowers, man, while they're still here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So that's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people, man, you know, we don't get a chance to go to college and finish. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The homie out there getting hundreds on his test, you know what I'm saying? PSK, if you listen, shout out, man, you know what I'm saying? It's all love, all one. You know, and that's what we need to continue to do. You know what I'm saying? This is 17. You know, this is 2017. You feel me? You know, we've been giving each other hell, you know, all the time. Well, let's give each other some heaven, you know what I'm saying, in the seven. You feel me?
This is
right.
30 years, South Park Coalition. You know what I'm saying? 30 years coming up since that battle you spoke about earlier. You know what I'm saying? This is the first clique in the South. You guys got well over 100 members. I think it's like 200 plus albums combined, millions of units sold. You know what I'm saying? How does it feel to be part of that? And y'all are still active, still putting out music 30 years later. How many people
that's a blessing, that, man. You know, that's, you know, it ain't too many groups that can really say that, man. You know, too many cliques. And, you know, and to still be doing it at a high level, not just doing it to be doing it, but still on a high level or even a higher level than what we was. Like, I feel like I'm better now than I ever was. You know, the tracks, the hooks, the music. So, you know, it's just a blessing from God, man. But you have to understand, you know, steel sharpens steel. You know what I'm saying? You know, me and Reno on a song together, you know you're going to have to come hard. He know he's going to have to come hard because on the Soldiers Only album, which Brother Nip is doing, you know, we have two songs together. So, you know, those songs are going, they're going to be hard. You know, I got Dopey on the song with us. That's going
to
be hard. So, you know, it's so many hard cats in the SEC, so you have to stay on your game to keep your spot. And that's what it is, you know, and that's a blessing. I like to, you know, say again, you know, if you haven't got that big seven from K Reno, make sure you get that, you know, and that's monumental, you know what I'm saying, that's legendary, you know. Once I got mine, you know, I haven't even opened mine because I want to put mine in a glass, like in one of those jersey things, and just keep that. That's legendary, you know what I'm saying. I need that, you know. Of course I heard all the songs, but I need that to be able to say, you know what I'm saying, I saw that happen. So that's, you know, another shout out to the Wizard. Oh, but you know me and the Wizard, we're doing an album soon, you know what I'm saying? The Landlord and the Wizard. I'm going to repeat that again. The Landlord and the Wizard.
The Landlord
and
the Wizard. Like
that.
Wow. When is this coming out, man?
You know what I'm saying? You know, we working on it. You know, we right now, you know, it's in secret. You know, I'm not really doing a lot of talking. We just working, you know what I'm saying? We just working at the, you know.
Yeah.
On the under, you know what I'm saying? You know, I need to get that rent, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get that rent, you know, while Reno does his wizardry. That's going to be so motherfucking brutal. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right, the landlord is going to be classic.
The landlord and the wizard. Oh, my God. But, you know, it's often
hear that.
You know, like all those movies, man, those movies don't be, you know, the second and third one don't be as good as the first. I just wanted my shit to be hard all the way up, you know, the ladder. And that's the beauty of it, man. You know, I want my shit to be hard. You know, trust me, wait till you hear the landlord's dead.
Yeah.
Wizardry.
That's...
yeah, you know.
I was shocked to hear that the landlord was going to die. So
you know, he has to die in order for his son to take over. You know, his son is more brutal than him because you have to understand, just because you're the landlord over a house doesn't mean that you own the house. Because, you know, sometimes, like in Houston, a lot of times, you know, landlords, they hire, I mean, homeowners, they hire, you know, landlords to do the dirty work, to go pick up the money and take care of the, you know what I'm saying, the property and all of that. So his son is called the homeowner. Then you got to pay mortgage.
Yeah.
You know what mortgage is, right? Mortgage is money and homage. Mortgage is money and homage. You know what I'm saying? So his son, you know, you can't be 2 weeks late on his son. You know what I'm saying? You know, he'll kill you if you have to pay your mortgage at 3. He'll kill you at 3:01. You know, he'll kill you at 3:01. So, no, he's way more brutal, you know what I'm saying, than the landlord. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? You know why? Because he's watched his father. He's been groomed. You know what I'm saying? He's the Grinch. You feel me? And that's why, you know, I love him. That's why I love Christmas, you know. Grinchmas is what I call it, you know, because everybody happy. You know, I want to go around and terrorize. What you happy for? It's all a lie. It's all a fucking lie anyway. I'm not going to get no fat dude my credit after I worked hard for these presents. You feel me? So that's why, you know, I say Merry Grinchmas. It is what it is. And, you know, Mac, you know, He comes down the chimney in the hood. You know, we don't have chimneys in the hood. Man, you come on my house, I'm finna
No, hell nah. you come running up in that motherfucker, it's over with.
I'm gonna ask him for the rent. I need to get that money out of him. Already, you know what I'm saying? Nobody getting shit till I get this to our landlord real quick. And that's going to be the new slang, you know what I'm saying? Check this out, Mac, you know what I'm saying? Prayers, you know, like you see a nigga on the street hustling. He said, what you doing, Ken Fox? Mm-hmm. I'm out here landlording. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Out here collecting that rent money.
I'm out here getting this rent money, man. I'm out here landlording, you heard? So that's going to be the new slang in the heaven team, you feel me? So,
yeah,
you know, it's almost rent time. You know what I'm saying, Prezzo? It's almost rent time.
I think we got to let them know, man. Tell them about part 3. Let them know about this one. Look, shout out to D-Tag again. He killed this shit, too.
Man, shout out D-Tag, to the homie D-Tag. D-Tag the Dragon, man. You know it because he spits nothing but fire. D-Tag the Dragon. But the truth of the matter, you know, it's today's the 25th, right?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
you know the first, you know, it's almost rent time. You know that, right? You know, about 6 more days is rent time, so niggas better be out there. You know what I'm saying? Getting that rent, because you know what I'm saying, because the landlord, you know what I'm saying. You know, you ever notice, man, how mean the landlords are when it's rent time? They don't be, you know, they don't want to give you no extension. You know what I'm saying, Mac? They don't want to give you no extension. They don't want to help a brother.
They just cut the lights and say, get the fuck out.
They don't want to hear nothing. They just want their shit. Either you got it or you don't. Get the fuck out.
Real talk, you know what I'm saying? They want to cut the lights off, go in there, cut the breakers and shit off, you know what I'm saying? You did that last month. Man, you know, I need to get my money. Y'all got to go. Knowing he's looking at like 5 children that you have. You know what I'm saying, that needs a place to stay, but they're not praying like that. So that's why I wanted to do that metaphor, you know what I'm saying, you know, from homage, you know, to the rent. So this is part 3 coming up, you know. It's rent time, you know what I'm saying, hardcore rappers. I need to get
right
that.
Right here, Murder Mansion Music Show, only UGM for life.com. Merry Grinchmas.
Merry Grinchmas.
Most important thing in business is honesty.
Yes, for life.
Family. Never forgetting where we came from. Thank you, Sean. See, you are what you are in this world. That's either one of two things. Either you're somebody, or you're nobody. Where's my money?
Get the fuck out of here, bro. Oh!
What you gonna
do? The fuck you gonna do? Huh? What you doing? You gonna shoot me? Everybody, huh? Come on.
Y'all need your federal run.
Why?
Cause the landlord's coming, rent time has just begun.
Why?
Cause they want his money, y'all niggas better run.
Why?
Cause the landlord's coming, rent time has just begun.
Why?
Cause they want his money.
can't be ready. Bitch, I'm sitting up eating body bag spaghetti with a fork that looks more like a machete. You know the blood stays cold a long time in a Yeti.
Hey,
I think I'm Mario Andretti, the way I race through your bloodstream, hold that steady. It's rent time, nigga, I don't play no game, cause you have the body and I'll eat the brain. Nigga, hold that down. Ain't no motherfucker who can hold his crown.
Hey.
Point to the nigga, I'ma make him drown. When they pulled him out the water, he's 1,000 pounds.
That's right.
Pay homage or we at war. Come out, wherever you are.
Hey.
Natural blood spiller, cause the landlord's back and it's rent time, nigga. Hey.
Y'all niggas better run.
Why?
Cause the landlord's coming, rent time has just begun.
Why?
Cause he want his money. Y'all niggas better run.
Why?
Cause the landlord's coming, rent time has just begun.
Why?
Cause he want his money.
You old mean old landlord, we ain't paying no more rent, nigga, we ain't staying.
Oh, really?
Finna get crunk. Got your newborn child tied up in a trunk. When I ask you for the rent, you should say yes, sir. Got two pit bulls in the trunk with her.
Hey!
So now you wanna pay that off. When the dogs haven't ate, they'll foam at the mouth. I called your phone, you wouldn't answer that. I left a voicemail, you wouldn't call me back. I know you hear that growling. The same type of sound when the wolves are howling. Open up the trunk, let me see that there. All the money in the world, I wouldn't be right there. Beat me at horrorcore, how the fuck you figure? Cause the landlord's back and it's rent time, nigga. Hey,
y'all niggas better run.
Why?
Cause the landlord's coming, rent time has just begun.
Why?
Cause he want his money. Y'all niggas better run.
Why?
Cause the landlord's coming, rent time has just begun.
Why?
Cause he want his money.
You can pay by credit cards, checks, or cash. If my money bounce, nigga, that's your ass.
Yeah.
I'm in your house with a baseball bat. Bitch, where's my motherfucking money at?
Where is it?
I'm about to break some bones. Stick your hand in the engine while the car's still on, motherfucker. This how we do, you haters. Got the cops saying, arrest that alternator.
Hey!
Spark plugs ain't nothing but tasers. The fan on the radiator cut like razors. Transmission fluid and the power's turning. Or you can just simply spend an hour burning. Set you on fire till your body quit. Like some charcoal sitting in the barbecue pit. He didn't pay homage, that's the blame.
Wow.
The lighter fluid only elevates the flames. Hey!
Y'all niggas better run.
Why?
Cause the landlord's coming, rent time has just begun.
Why?
Cause he want his money. Y'all niggas better run.
Why?
Cause the landlord's coming, rent time has just begun.
Why?
Cause he want his money.
He want his money. Landlord part 3, rent time. Rent time.
Yeah, you better give him his motherfucking money. You better give him his money. Or you motherfuckers better run.
Look, I'm about to give that nigga my money.
It's going to continue. That's just the beginning.
That's just the beginning. And, you know, people ask me why, you know, why did I give them, you know, all three, you know what I'm saying? I wanted them, you know, I just wanted them to know because, you know, I've been doing the Brother Nip album. And, you know, I didn't want the fans to think that the horrorcore was going anywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just cut, you know, into the Brother Nip album and did this trilogy so that, you know, they can have something to bang. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, they won't hear the landlord, you know, part 4. They won't hear the landlord's dead. Also, you know, you never know what else might be on the EP because it's going to be an EP plus a video. So you never really know, man. I might add something else. I might add the homeowner. You never know.
Yeah.
You know, all I know is that you better have that rent money. That's all I know. You know, it's 6 more days. I'm saving my shit up to give to him on the 1st. Mac, I'm saving my money up.
Grinchmas ain't gonna be able to say they ass come 6 more days.
You know what I'm saying? Your ass is done. You don't have it. Look, check him out.
La 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 la, Mr. Grinch.
La 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 la,
he wants his rent.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. the whole concept overall is just, it's genius, man, because, you know, you want that homage that you wanted on the first.
No, I need it on the first, you know what I'm saying? I don't need it, you know, I need to get that early in the morning, you know what I'm saying? The bank, you know, the bank's open at 10, I need to get that. And that's the beauty, man. You know, rap nowadays, it's not exciting anymore. I just wanted to bring some excitement back, but with an original concept. A lot of cats, you know, they don't have original concepts. That's the beauty of being in the SBC. Again, you have a lot of hard brothers. So your shit have to be, you know, stand out. It has to be original. You know, you can't be doing no biting and all this and that, you know. So
yeah,
that's the beauty. You know,
yeah,
and that's what keeps
that's just, this is a dope concept, man. And I wanted to give you props for that. And the SPC, all you guys bring something different to the table, man. You're right, man. There isn't enough original shit in hip hop anymore, man. Everybody just copies what the next guy does. You guys all have your own thing, and it blends well together. But you all bring something different to the table, man. This is a dope concept, bro.
I appreciate that, man. You know, it's a blessing, you know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, for a brother age, you know what I'm saying? You know, brother still hard as can be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, from 85, 86 to 2017. Come on, man.
Like
you know,
said,
that's,
man,
a long...
Keep elevating, you know, and I can hear that in Reno, too. I mean, you guys keep getting better. It's you know, and that's what good people do with anything when they're excelling and they're trying to do good. You know what I'm saying? If you play sports, you keep the longer you play, chances are you're going to get better. Holyfield wasn't that great until, you know, after a few years. He had to go through some ring wars to prove that he was battle-tested and he was a fucking warrior. You guys have done the same thing, man. 30 years later, hundreds of records, and hats off to all y'all, man. Real talk. I want to ask you this, though, Nip. If you can, you know what I'm saying? I mean, rap was devastated this year. You know, and Houston was hit hard, too. We were talking a little bit earlier about 3-2, man. You know, you were labeled mates with him a rap a lot. Do you have any memories or anything you could share about 3-2? Just your thoughts?
Man, no, you know, me and 3-2 used to hang out, you know what I'm saying? We smoked together, you know what I'm saying? Roll a couple of blunts and just because we stayed basically kind of close, you know what I'm saying, to each other. So, you know, it was just an honor, you know, to be around, you know what I'm saying? You have to understand, 3-2 was like one of the only brothers that got money in like three different groups. Remember, he got money, you know, in the Convicts. He did the 3-2, the Governor album. You know, he got money by himself, money with the Convicts. Then he went to, you know,
Black Monks and shit.
The Black Monks. So, you know what I'm saying? He got like, you know, he was able to, you know, to get money from three different points.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the blessing, you know what I'm saying? A lot of us didn't really get a chance to, you know, to do something like that. You know, so that was a blessing, man. You know, a lot of people got a lot of styles off 3-2-2. He was a legend at his quotes. You know what I'm saying? So he was, you know, he would say quotes. People would, you know, like the quote and use it themselves. So, you know, he was a legend. It is what it is, you know. And when I heard that, you know what I'm saying? I was so crushed, man. You know, I didn't get a chance to go to the funeral. That's why I came up with the song, you know what I'm saying, the Stop the Killing, you know, to be able to, you know, to be able to allow Brother Nip to show homage to 3-2. You know, I did that, you know, quick. You know, then I sent it, you know, once I did it, me, Gangsta Nip, you know, I sent that shit to Brother Nip. Brother Nip liked that shit and put that shit out, you know, because remember, those are two different people. You know, I might do a show as Gangsta Nip on Friday, but do another show Saturday as Brother Nip. So it's just a balance. That's the beauty of being both of them, you know, because you have that balance. Because, you know, us as humans, we have the ability to do, you know, great evil or great good. It's just the one that you, you know, want to do or want to be or want to become. Either you're going to do good or evil. There's no in between, you know. And right now, since it's Grinchmas, you know what I'm saying, I'm doing evil. So don't open no God, don't open no fucking presents around me. You understand what I'm saying? Snatching them goddamn presents up. Give me that. Give me that PS3. That shit on the ground, you heard?
Back on Halloween, you know? You gotta,
you know what I'm saying?
Get them presents.
I just, you know, I just love the balance, though, Prez. You know, Mac Jizzle, I just like the balance, man, you know. Or Brother Nip and Gangsta Nip, you know. It just shows that what we have in the inside of us. We all have good and evil in us, you know. We just have to pull on one. You know, the Bible teaches that, you know, you're going to love one God and hate the other, whoever it may be. And I just stick both of my sides out so you can see that I'm really warring with myself, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
to be one of those, you know what I'm saying. I can honestly tell you that Brother Nip is going to win because I'm a spiritual brother. But I cannot deny, you know what I'm saying, the fans and deny that Nip side, you know what I'm saying, when it needs to come out. You know, you just have to suppress that, you know, your wicked side, you know, until you're faced with a situation. If you have to protect yourself, then bring that side out. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you have to collect that rent, niggas ain't got that homage, you have to bring that side out. You feel me? And
yeah,
that's what it is. And that's what it is.
Right, and then it's like y'all elevating styles, like y'all masters of styles, not like as you getting older with it and getting more content with it. Like, you able to elevate and do different shit when you want to, too. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes ain't nothing wrong with breaking these boys off and letting these motherfuckers know where it's from, for real. Because that's what they be needing. A lot of motherfuckers ain't getting checked nowadays like how we used to get checked back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad y'all still, basically, when y'all come out with music like this, it's like y'all checking these motherfuckers and letting them know, shit, not only do you got to pay homage, we'll still break your ass off with this shit, too. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Muscle,
at least that's how I be seeing it. You know what I'm saying? I be seeing it like y'all can still fuck all these motherfuckers up in the game, for real.
Yeah, we're not playing, you know, that FCC, we're not playing no games, man. You know, we have too many hard brothers, you know what I'm saying, to beat us, you know, as a clique. You know what I'm saying? I like to send a shout out to Willie D. K-Reno just did a show on Willie D, on his show. That was great. You know, I'm finna hook up with Willie D real soon. You know what I'm saying? Willie D, you know, he gave me a lot of, you know, good advice, man. Willie D helped me a lot. He jumped on the Action Speaks Louder Than Words with me and Faith. Shout out to Scarface. Shout out to Bushwick for allowing me to write the Chucky. See, that was important for me, you know, writing the Chucky, because that was really the first song to really go worldwide. That was a horrorcore song, you know, that I was involved in. So that was a blessing. I was able to get a gold plaque out of that, a platinum plaque out of that. You know, I got some, a bunch of money for that. So it was just a blessing,
come up,
man,
with that concept,
you know?
Man.
I don't really know. I remember, man, you know, real talk, Jay Prince, he had asked me to write something for Bushwick. You know, when Jay come to you, you know, you gotta make that happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, when Jay Prince come to you, you got to make this shit happen. I was the muscle. You know what I'm saying? Jay said, Nip, you'll write something for Chucky. Hell yeah, for Bushwick. Hell yeah, I write something for Bushwick. You know, and I just thought Chucky, he's the size of Chucky. So I said, damn, that'll be perfect. You know what I'm saying? So we went to Galveston. They got the beach house, and we wrote that shit out there. You know what I'm saying? Recorded that shit, and there it was. So I never knew, you know, that it would help my career, you know, as it did. It's probably why Brother's still hard. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, like, shout out to Rap-A-Lot, shout out to Jay Prince. You know, I'm Rap-A-Lot for life. Let's get this shit clear. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to roll with Jay Prince for life. You know what I'm saying? But you know I'm in the nation. So you know I love Brother Robert. And you know I love the minister. So that's automatically, you know what I'm saying? That's a balance right there. You know what I'm saying? Because I can ride for Jay. I can ride for Jay, then turn around and ride for the minister. You know, either way it go, because both of them got mad love for me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Brother Robert Muhammad, Mosque 45, and the followers, and the believers. You know, so I'm well connected out here. So you're not gonna, you're not gonna do nothing and think that, you know, I don't have Muslim brothers, you know, to touch you. You know, I got Muslim brothers in New York, you know, that'll touch you for me. I don't even have to be down there. You know,
right.
I got Muslim brothers in Cincinnati. They'll touch you. I don't even have to be there. Come with Brother Nip. You know what I'm saying? Nip means Nation of Islam is powerful. So don't get this shit twisted. You know what I'm saying? So we can get at you. I don't have to be there. Let's get this shit clear right now. So, by rent time, I need to get that rent. I need that homage.
Exactly. You know, I was just about to say that
shit. You gotta pay homage. You know, so almost
we serving
you
eviction notices on all
France.
You bitches.
You know, this is Lord Sinister from
mine.
France. Man. All the way overseas calling in. What's up, Shin?
Yes, Shin from France, yes. Hi, Scott. Hi, Mike J. Hi, Brandon. And hi, Gangster Nip. Yes, I have a question for Nip. Tell us about your song Holograms you did on Psychotic Genius and produced by N.O. Joe. What was your mind on this song, especially?
You know, I always wanted to just be original, man. You know, to upgrade the mind states of the brothers on the street. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know. Holograms, you know, to me at that time, you know what I'm saying, it's just, you know, when you getting high, you know, smoking blunts and all of that, you know what I'm saying? So anything that, you know, that gets you going, you know what I'm saying? You know, I might reach the final call and get a hologram. It's only knowledge, you know what I'm saying? It's just as if you smoke some weed, but it's really knowledge, you know what I'm saying? So once you get your mind state where it needs to be and grow in knowledge, you know what I'm saying? That's what a hologram is to me at that particular time, whether it's street knowledge or spiritual knowledge, you know what I'm saying? Because I might be on the street and a homie might say, Nip, don't go down there, man, them people down there. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going that way. He just gave me the knowledge of the people that's down the street that might jam me up. You feel me? But then I can
right.
go to the mosque. I can go into the mosque, you know what I'm saying, talk to Brother Robert Muhammad, and he'll give me the knowledge of myself, which would still be, you know what I'm saying, a hologram, you know what I'm saying? So you just have to
Yeah,
take
you always
got to
have that knowledge
it.
Yourself. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't got knowledge yourself, you're going to be fucked, man. You know what I'm saying?
And
a lot of people don't have that.
Already, knowledge of self, but you have to have the knowledge of the enemy also, you know what I'm saying? You know, the Quran teaches that you have to have the knowledge of God and the devil. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have
mm-hmm.
the knowledge of the devil, then you won't be able to go around his traps. So that's
yeah.
the beauty of it. So that's what I was doing. At that time, I was heavy street, you know what I'm saying? So I was just, you know, smoking that weed, you know what I'm saying, thinking of other ways to come up, not necessarily off of my brothers, but just come up, you know what I'm saying, do for self.
Right.
You know, do the things that I had to do for my family. And that's
right.
that's the beauty of it all, you know. And it's definitely a blessing, man. You know, so I'm so blessed to still be here, Prezzo. You know what I'm saying? Mac Jizzle, my nizzle. You know, shout out to JK. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to his soon-to-be wife. You know, that's my family right there. I'm
yeah,
real happy.
Shout
out to shout out to the listeners. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the SPC. Shout out to Esham, Brother Lynch. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Eminem. See, I'm on some other shit, man. I'm trying to get this shit together. So we all can come up and claim our thrones at the same time. You know what I'm saying? It's not about who's better or who's not or whatever. It's about coming together in the heaven team, man. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. So if we're not doing that, you know, a lot of these motherfuckers' prayers, they fall by the wayside. So let the motherfuckers fall and move the motherfuckers around. If you don't want to unite, then move around.
Yeah,
you know, at
yeah,
the same time,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? If you don't want to unite, then move around. Shout out to my homie D-Tag, my producer, best producer ever. You know what I'm saying? So we need to get this money on the first. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. 1 a.m. We ain't even waiting until the morning. We're coming to your house at
12:01. Look,
I would say Joe Pesci ain't got shit on us.
I would say also on the holograms, the production by Eno Jones was crazy. It was perfect on the beat. Can you tell us about how the production came on with this track? Also, Eno Joe, the Mike Dean, also with Mike Dean, Eno Joe, was perfect for your Gamble Funk. You know, it was perfect.
Yeah,
sir, genius album.
Yeah. That Gumbo Funk, them producers, man, the Rap-A-Lot producers was, you know, saying,
yeah.
Oh, don't forget about Beato, because if it weren't for Beato, it wouldn't have been no
John
Psycho
Beato.
One. Yeah, wouldn't have been Psycho One. Beato did Psycho One, that you know, and Dopey of the Terrorists did, you know, Tisk of the Tasket. So, you know, back then, man, it was just a blessing. You know, it's hard to find good production, you know, nowadays. That's why I'm so thankful for the homie D-Tag. You know what I'm saying? For blessing me, you know what I'm saying, with these gorilla tracks, you know what I'm saying? And videos. Man, you know, it's hard to get to hook up with someone overseas that you've never met in person and become brothers. You know what I'm saying? That's when you know it's sincere. You know what I'm saying? He trusted me with his music. Just like I trusted him with my lyrics. Everything I do, I send it to him. You know what I'm saying? I'm an honest brother. You know what I'm saying? I need that rent. You know what I'm saying? When that time come, I need to get that. Real talk. When you see me at these shows, I need to get that. You know what I'm saying? Holler at me. Let me know. You know what I'm saying? But don't act like you doing horrorcore and you ain't going to holler at me. Sitting in my face, then we're going to have a problem.
You know what I'm surprised, Nip? I'm real surprised. I don't know. Maybe they got at you. I don't know if they did or not, but I'm surprised that the ICP hasn't gotten at you to do the Gathering of the Juggalos. That's like this huge 3-day festival or event. Would that be something you would consider doing?
Well, you know, first of all, I'd like to send a shout out to ICP, man. You know, those brothers are doing their thing. Shout out to Strange Music. You know, like I said, man, me personally, you know, I want to link up with everybody. You know what I'm saying? I want to get together and raise the genre. You know what I'm saying, to the heights that I know that it could be. Because one thing about horrorcore, everybody can't do it. One thing about Rip Gut, everybody can't do it. Everybody can't do acid rap. You know what I'm saying? If you notice, I'm steady giving these brothers their props. You notice that? I'm not a hater. You know what I'm saying? I'm a congratulator. You know what I'm saying? I was honored when E-Sham came down here and did a show, you know what I'm saying, with me. That was an honor. You know what I'm saying? So I don't do all that fake. I ain't no fake dude. You know what I'm saying? I just like real brothers. You know what I'm saying? It's enough money out here for everybody. But back to ICP, you know, my homeboy Murder Man, you know, talked to them, you know, for me. So I think that might be coming up in, you know, in Heaven Team. If you notice, I keep saying Heaven Team. You know, so I think that's coming, you know, real soon. You know, again, shout out to ICP, you know. I would love to work with them brothers, you know. They had their own style, you know, with the horrorcore. You know, they brought something different. They got the face paint and all that, and it's all good. You know what I'm saying? They're getting it. Shout out to Tech N9ne. So it is what it is, man. So, you know, I pray that can happen, you know, which I really do think it will happen. Trust me.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. And I know, you know, rest in peace to Lord Infamous, because I know if he was here, he definitely wouldn't want to work
already.
We had him the last time we had him on the show before he passed. He said he wanted to work with you, and you were a huge.
Shout out to DJ Paul, Crunchy Black, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Coop.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Legend. Well, I tell you what, man, it's been a heck of a show. We let him hit all three landlords, you know what I'm saying, to date. You guys go out and support that whenever Nip drops. When you plan on dropping here shortly, right?
Yeah, it's going to drop shortly. Yeah, it's going to drop real soon. Sooner than you know it.
Make sure you go out and get it, but also make sure you go out and get the product that he has out right now. They want to get the God of Horrorcore. They want to get the Street Messiah, any other project that you have available. But that's the way they can do it, Nip.
Hey, well, you know, you can also just PayPal me at olistena@yahoo.com, which is olistena@yahoo.com. You can get all the albums, you know what I'm saying, anytime you want. I'm going to repeat it again. It's olistena@yahoo.com. Hey, on some real shit,
I heard a motherfucking gunshot. I came in the house. I done went and got the 9mm, you know what I'm saying? I'm back outside, you know what I'm saying? Coming to find out, I run out here. I see these motherfuckers popping firecrackers. I thought these motherfuckers ain't want to pay their rent. You know what I'm saying?
Let me yeah, I don't know. This must be the new trend. They've been popping firecrackers over here on Christmas too and shit, man. Like, is that the new shit?
And then put this gun out, gun back up, man. These motherfuckers, man, I'm dead serious. When I hear shots, I think the landlord shit. I'm going to nip mode. Real talk.
Right.
And, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they good. I'm back outside now, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all heard that door. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I need to make sure. Man, I'm out here and I'm ready now. You know, I'm going to put this gun in the motherfucking car. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't trying to, you know, I'm just saying. It's how I get down. I don't know how everybody else get down. I need to make sure. It's you know, the first is coming. These niggas don't want to pay their rent. You hear that?
I heard that shit.
Yeah.
Yep, I heard it.
Yeah, but I looked over there, you know, some motherfuckers popping them firecrackers, but you know what I'm saying? That was a nice look, you know, I'm from South Park. When you hear that type of shit, you go get what you need to get. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, friend, you know what I'm saying? I wish y'all could really see me. I'm sitting out here with this motherfucking, I got this 9mm sitting on top of the motherfucking trunk right now, just in case the motherfucker think I'm playing. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't playing with you. Not if you come my way.
Better not be fucking with Nip, because he will let you know what's
not
up.
Not on Grinchmas. Not on Grinchmas.
Hey, we had Born Twice on the show a while back, and speaking of 3-2, he was talking about you guys you know, recording in his studio back in the day.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, me and Born Twice, you know, me and we called him B2 Omega. Me and B2 go way back, you know what I'm saying? B2 was the only brother that I know that had access to IC on a regular basis. One time he called him for me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So I was like, you know what I'm saying? That was, you know, IC is my idol, so, you know, that was heavy for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I said, damn, you know? So shout out to B2. You know, we call him B2 Omega, but, you know, he switched his name to Born Twice, so I can, you know, I can respect that. You know,
yeah,
that's my homie.
That dude's just a lyrical beast himself, too. Legend. Rapping Lot Family, too. He was Royce, I believe. Yeah.
Already. Yes, he was.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Man, hell of a show. Hell of a show, Nip. I appreciate you for coming on the show.
As always.
Give them that PayPal one more time if they want to get at you for features or if they want to get any music. Give them all your info, man, and then we'll close it out.
Well, you know, like I said, if you want to get the music, you can go to Olistena, Olistena, @yahoo.com. I'm going to repeat it again, Olistena, @yahoo.com. You know what I'm saying? You can buy all the albums, get at me on that. But if you want to find me on Facebook, you can go to Rowdy LaWayne Williams, which is actually my real name, Rowdy LaWayne Williams. And hit me up. You can hit me up that way, or you can go to Instagram, hit me up on Gangsta Nip. And you can go to Twitter and hit me up @PsychoNip. So Instagram is Gangsta Nip, Facebook is Rowdy LaWayne Williams, and Twitter is @PsychoNip. So either way it goes, you know what I'm saying? You hit me up, send me the bread. I'm going to send it to you the next day. One thing about me, I'm quick about sending stuff off. I don't play around with, you know, with people's money and all of that shit. So I get that shit done real, real quick. And get ready for the Soldiers Only album and get ready for the Landlord Trilogy, Eviction Notice.
Yeah.
All of that. Oh, and the greatest Horrors.
Greatest,
you know, produced by D-Tag. Oh yeah, with that sick ass cover. But you ought to hear the songs, man. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be some cold songs on that Greatest Horror, because it's gonna be a double disc. It's gonna have all the classic shit, but then it's gonna have like a whole new album, like a whole album on the other side. So that's gonna be the beauty. That's gonna be monumental right there. So that's we call that a 3-piece of chicken right there. No fries.
Yeah, 3-piece.
3-piece of chicken, no fries right there. You know, again, shout out to the homies. Shout out to Jordan King and everybody else. Prayers on. I thank you. God damn, that was a big one right there. Man, I wish y'all could see me right now. You know what I'm saying? So now I done put the nine in my pocket. I see the homies back there. I see them back there. But God damn, them motherfuckers got some cannon firecrackers. They done elevated the firecrackers.
Right. They bucking them,
you know,
motherfuckers.
That motherfucker made me. That motherfucker made me clench this motherfucking nine. It's in my pocket now. I figured out the car. It's in my pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Be careful out there, motherfucker.
Yeah, I
think
it's
all good, man. You know.
I'm looking forward to all this, Nip. 2017 sounds like it's going to be a great year. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all you Grinchmas motherfuckers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We had a homie Finn calling from France. He would be the French Grinch. He would be the Grinch. So shout out to Finn. Shout out to Brandon. Everybody that tuned in, you know, D-Tag. Hell of a show. Hell of a show. Make sure to go to UGSForLife.com. We'll have that up real soon. December 28th, we got a show with the Deadwalkers and the Super Smash Brothers. Then coming, you know, up in the new year, man, we're gonna have some. We're gonna have some people on, man. We might have the Outlaws on here. I have some other people.
Oh, really?
Just keep fucking with us. Keep going to the site and make sure.
Right.
You know,
check
this
out.
Get that Gangsta Nip. Get those albums and make sure to get the Landlord Trilogy. Coming real soon, Brother Nip albums, Soldiers Only coming soon, and the Greatest Horrors 2-disc set coming real soon. So be on the lookout for that. We will see you guys here shortly. Y'all be easy.
Already.
Yes, life.